Leaving home to protect his family and yours.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items like the self-leveling green laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect pass-through socket set for $49.98, which you can only find at Lowe's. Shop Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Wall Street's worst day in 4 weeks saw the Dow and NASDAQ drop by 1% each, the S&P 500 down by 0.7%. It was a day of selling on Wall Street, but numbers show buying is expensive for American house hunters.
Two separate studies from Zillow and Bankrate finding that homeowners on average would have to make between $106,000 and close to $111,000 in order to comfortably afford a home. That's up 80% from the $59,000 a year Zillow predicted a homeowner would have to make in 2020.
That's ABC's Dave Packer, the highest cost of ownership in the West and Northeast. The Ohio Valley and the Mid-South being hit by severe weather, blamed for at least one death in Oklahoma and about 140,000 power outages in West Virginia. A second temporary channel's been opened in Maryland to allow smaller boats to bypass the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge, and global condemnation after seven charity workers were killed by an Israeli strike in Gaza. This is ABC News. A new bill in California would protect workers' rights to ignore after-hour calls.
It's called the Right to Disconnect, a new bill that would give employees a legal right to ignore calls and text messages from employers after work hours. The bill would mandate that employers clearly outline normal working hours and guarantee uninterrupted personal and family time outside of those hours. It would apply to all public and private employers. Exceptions would include emergencies and scheduling calls. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from competing on high school teams that align with their gender identity. And more than 200 recording artists have signed an open letter warning about the use of artificial intelligence in music. Jon Bon Jovi and Stevie Wonder are among those warning that AI could be used to infringe on artists' rights. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight, isolated rain and snow showers, cloudy sky, and a low near 30. A wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts to 40 miles an hour, scattered snow showers, highs near 40. Cloud cover lingers for Thursday, maybe a morning flurry, high mid-40s. Up into the low 50s and mostly sunny Friday. Think you need to change the scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 35 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Tuesday is Election Day. Voters in dozens of Wisconsin school districts will be asked for financial support. Some 90 K-12 districts are holding local referenda, including the biggest in Milwaukee, where Milwaukee Public Schools is requesting an additional $252 million annually. Green Bay is ready for Tuesday's rally featuring former President Donald Trump. This is Police Commander of Operations Kevin Warwick.
We do this 10 times a year in the NFL season. That's a large-scale event with multiple people.
The Trump rally is scheduled for 5 o'clock at the KI Convention Center. Police in Southeast Wisconsin asking for the public's help to ID and locate a man they say stole thousands of dollars worth of liquor in Brookfield and Milwaukee. He's described as a white male with an Irish accent. The thefts took place March 15th, 2 days before St. Patrick's Day.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adam Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Voters will see local races and local tax hike questions on their ballots today. It is voting day in Wisconsin. There's also a number of school referendum questions on the ballot today, including in Boyceville and Osseo. Wisconsin voters will also be picking candidates in the presidential primary, though the contest to nominate President Biden and former President Trump has already been decided. Polls in Wisconsin are open until 8 o'clock tonight. You do need a voter ID to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at the state's My Vote website. The Pepin County Board of Supervisors has approved a resolution to apply for a grant to purchase the bike trail in the county. Currently, the county rents the old railroad right-of-way from Xcel Energy for the trail. The grant would help the county purchase that land. Xcel has been working on selling off the land it purchased years ago for a proposed power plant that was never built. 3M says a federal judge has approved a settlement with more than 12,000 public water suppliers nationwide. The settlement announced last year resolves a class action lawsuit over water contamination caused by the so-called forever chemicals linked to 3M products. The company will pay just over $10 billion to the water systems for testing, remediation, and treatment over the next 13 years. Wisconsin Democrats are spending big on local races across the state. Newly filed campaign reports show the Democratic Party of Wisconsin has spent $200,000 on school board races so far. Many school districts across the state are electing new leaders today, and Democrats are backing their chosen candidates. Republicans in the state reported no spending on school board races, at least not yet. While the calendar says April, we are seeing some winter weather across the state of Wisconsin today. Here in western Wisconsin, we're expecting those colder temperatures and even some chances of rain and or snow. Later on this week, though, eastern Wisconsin could see a much bigger storm, where Green Bay could see a foot of snow. Here in western Wisconsin, we're expecting quiet weather later on in the week. The Weather Service says it will warm up by the weekend with temperatures in the 60s. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Governor Tony Evers yesterday announced his appointment of Angela Hovind to serve as the Pierce County Register of Deeds. Hovind's been a resident of Pierce County for over 8 years. She currently serves as a real estate property lister for Pierce County. The appointment fills a vacancy created by the resignation of Julie Hines effective May 3rd. Hovind will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends on January 5th of 2025. The Durand Public Works Department will be starting to work on potholes later this month. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the department is waiting to make sure there isn't any winter weather before starting on the repairs.
And even though we had nice weather early, the one thing about it is if you get out there too early to do potholes and then all of a sudden you get bad weather again or some more winter weather and all of a sudden you're blowing them back out again.
The annual spring cleanup is still being planned for late April or early May. Agriculture is closely interwoven into both the history of the University of Wisconsin-River Falls and the state of Wisconsin, and organizers of this year's annual Agriculture Day on campus hope to connect with event attendees to focus on farming's future as well. The event, which will focus on the important roles that agriculture plays in people's lives, will run from 9:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, April 11th, in front of the University Center at UW-River Falls. This year's theme, Growing for Generations, will symbolize the longtime pivotal role that agriculture has played in Wisconsin and how it continues to have a significant impact even as farming undergoes changes. That, according to student organizers Aliyah Cole and Lashana Vogel. Admission to Ag Day on the campus is free and open to the public. The University of Wisconsin is looking to add 6 weeks paid family leave programs. Regents are expected to consider the plan at their meeting Thursday. The idea is to provide paid leave to families who have had a baby or adopted a new child. There's no word on just how many UW employees would qualify or just how much the proposal would cost. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The Twin Cities Auto Show is underway for the 51st year. The event features nearly 400 new cars for those who are either in the market for a car or just car enthusiasts. There's also a section of famous crime-fighting cars from various television shows and movies. The event runs through Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Priest positioned for Martinsville success. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ryan Preece cut his teeth on the short tracks of the Northeast. The Stewart Haas Racing driver, who has proven his prowess at smaller venues, explains that self-confidence is a necessary component of that success.
We go to short tracks, whether it's Richmond, Bristol, Martinsville. Those are all places that I've won at in a modified, as well as ran well in the cup cars at. So it's just, the confidence is a big thing in racing. Many people don't quite understand that, but if you're really confident going into a weekend, typically the speed and all the other things come along with it.
Hear more from Ryan Preece tonight on NASCAR Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Brewers and Twins are the only day game in the majors this afternoon, the first of a two-game series, a home opener at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jacob June is getting the start for the Brewers, Louis Varland for the Twins. They are just underway and scoreless in Milwaukee. A big applause today for Brewers radio play-by-play man Bob Uecker, the 90-year-old Uke, calling his 54th opening day game with the Brewers. The Bucks wrap up their road trip with a matchup against the Washington Wizards in D.C. tonight. Bucks trying to hang on to the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference playoff picture as the regular season is winding down. They'll be without guard Damian Lillard. He's dealing with a groin injury. And the field is set for the NCAA Women's Final Four. Unbeaten South Carolina will take on North Carolina State in Friday's first semifinal in Cleveland. That'll be followed by UConn and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring sports get off to fits and starts while a Hooper wins big on the national stage. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
In typical Wisconsin fashion, the spring weather is not being very cooperative early in the spring sports seasons, though some teams have been able to get in contests, though they may have had to head south to make it happen. One of those teams was the Monroe softball team, which competed in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee last week. The pitching was dominant for the Cheesemakers in a pair of wins, as Keegan Paulson and Sophie Golombieski combined to twirl a 5-inning perfect game in the first contest. Paulson then pitched a 5-inning complete game in the second, as she struck out 10. Paulson would add 3 RBI and 4 runs scored at the plate. Also playing in Tennessee was the Abbotsford Colby baseball team. The Falcons went just 1-2, but Peyton Schreiber did throw a 5-inning complete game in the lone victory, striking out 11 with 4 RBI at the plate. Boys and girls lacrosse teams often play on artificial turf fields and have seen better luck in getting games in. Last weekend, Wausau West's Sam Galing led the co-op boys team to a pair of wins as he accounted for 10 goals and 4 assists in victories over DC Everest and the Sun Prairie Co-op. In postseason hoops news, Nina's Allie Zabel, the WBCA Ms. Basketball selection this year, who ahead to UConn, won the 3-point contest at the McDonald's All-American game. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the State Conservation Congress will be hosting their annual spring hearings on Monday, April 8th. More details when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
The Wisconsin Conservation Congress and DNR invite the public to attend open houses on Monday, April 8th at 6 p.m. to learn about resource management through the annual Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearing process. Additionally, an online opportunity for public input will be available from noon on Wednesday, April 10th through noon on Saturday, April 13th. DNR staff and Congress delegates will be on hand at these open houses to discuss local issues, answer questions from the public, and open a dialogue about areas of interest and concern. The Congress will also hold delegate elections at each meeting. Two of the five WCC seats will be up for election in each county. Finally, the public is invited to provide feedback on a variety of fish, wildlife, and other natural resources-related topics during the spring hearing process. More information is available on the Wisconsin Conservation Congress Spring Hearing webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Annual Spring Hearings. See you at the hearings next Monday. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight, isolated rain and snow showers, cloudy sky, and a low near 30. A wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts to 40 miles an hour, scattered snow showers, highs near 40. Cloud cover lingers for Thursday, maybe a morning flurry, high mid-40s. Up into the low 50s and mostly sunny Friday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 35 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we take a look at the markets and the interesting trade we had today, as you all know, the soybeans kind of struggled throughout the day. The beans, there was the hope that they could have kept to the upside, ended up finishing negative as well as an interesting ride on the cattle side, all tied to HPAI. We've got a lot to discuss during today's report. It is all over the gamut, all really comes back to why we've seen the markets trade like they did. So to get the details, we're bringing in Darren Fry. Darren, of course, is with Water Street Advisors, and kind of wanted to start out this action on the corn. I mean, it struggled from the moment it opened, and it just couldn't find any good footing under it.
No, it really couldn't. Thanks for having me on today, Susan. It's a good day because we've had a lot of volatility and a lot to talk about. But as you asked about corn, you know, the old crop contracts really acted a lot worse than new crop corn. December corn ended up being down, you know, 5 cents. But if you look at the retracement it made into the up move that we had from the report on last Thursday, you really didn't get near as deep into that move higher like we did in the old crop. Old crop contracts made new lows today below the report day low. So the old crop was really weak. The new crop maybe is buying into a smaller acreage number. But, you know, we just didn't have a big enough reduction on the stocks report. We still have plenty of old crop corn, and old crop corn traded like we have plenty of old crop corn.
So what do you see? And you talked about this volatility, and obviously we've got a lot of movement taking place. Is the macros some of the biggest reasons why we saw the drop that we did in these grains today?
You know, I don't think the macro is adding into the grains much right now. We're seeing silver moving pretty large, starting to take over the lead from gold. Silver was up about a buck today. Gold's up about 30 bucks, but they've made a move higher. Crude oil's moving higher with a conflict, with escalation with Israel and Damascus and that attack that took place yesterday. And so, you know, the dollar is part of this too. And as you look at all macro, you know, inputs, you would think it'd be supporting the grains more, but we're not seeing that. And I think the reason why is there's no fear on the commercial side or on the fund side to get out of short positions. We need a catalyst. We don't have that yet. And so the grains will continue to suffer, even though other markets are making new highs almost on a daily basis.
So what about the soybeans? I mean, today they opened, we had some nice green action going on, and then it seems like they just got pulled in with what was happening between the corn and the wheat.
Yeah, and I'd say wheat's a big anchor on corn. Part of its performance is tied to, you know, the poor wheat action. But I think soybeans are simply, you know, we got five waves up from the bottom. You take a look at the May contract, and even the November is stronger. Those spreads used to be inverted where May was over November, and of course now we're taking all that spread away, and we're seeing the new crop, both December corn and November beans, act better. But May corn probably needs to come down to about this 1165 to 1170 area. We traded down to 1175 today, and then I think we can move higher, because if you look from the low back on the 29th of February, where we made that low at 1128.5, I think you can count five waves up to the high that we made here a few days back at 1226.75. So whenever you see five waves like that from a low, that usually signals the bottom. Now we get, you know, a pullback, and this pullback, in my opinion, will be bought. And that area will be 65 to 70 in the May contract.
You know, we started this week with the weekly crop progress reports. They're with us now until November. Some say, yes, they're market movers. Others say, not really. What's your take? I mean, I know it was a first report, but it brought some very interesting news for the wheat, something we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, so some pretty good ratings on wheat, obviously. And, of course, there's a little bit of corn planted. Texas is over half done, but not much corn other than your southern states like Kentucky, Tennessee, and some of those that are southern part of Illinois. Maybe some guys got out and got something done. But, you know, I would say that as we look at crop progress and crop conditions, when those start coming out, those do play into how the market trades. And right now we're just getting started, but we have some cold weather here the next 10 days. So people will be a little bit delayed until we get into that second half of April, and then it'll be wide open.
So let me ask you this. Do you guys take what those numbers have to say weekly with a grain of salt, or do you think they do have some sort of market attachment?
No, I think they have a market attachment. Obviously, getting the crop in on time is a big deal toward final yield, and of course, then what is the crop rated? That is a little subjective. We know that last year, you know, like in Illinois, we were rated really poor when we just didn't see that visually in May and June, and then obviously we came out with a bumper crop. So it's kind of subjective on the conditions, but the planting progress are really helpful to know how we're doing as far as getting that crop in the ground.
Well, we had that big report last Thursday, and it still seems to kind of filter its way through some of the commentary. What's your take? Is this something we're going to be trading on for a little bit yet?
Well, a lot of people just don't believe it. They believe the farmer is going to plant a lot more corn, that you're going to see that 90 million acres go up into June, and it could move a little bit, Susan, but the one reason why I think that maybe we won't get as many corn acres is just how bad the break-evens are. When you look at corn over beans, beans in a lot of places in the United States are going to make $100, $150 more dollars an acre versus planting corn. And, you know, we don't have the high, lofty insurance guarantees that we've had in past years. And I just think the farmer might be planting the soybeans over the corn for a lot of different reasons, but mainly a profitability issue to start with.
You talk about those numbers. When we come back, we're going to continue to take a look at what some of the movers are within this marketplace. And, of course, the continued talk about HPAI and the dairy. Is it going to have any effect on the grain? I did have a question about that coming from a grain producer. Also, these hogs are on fire. We're going to find out more details as to what's making them move as we get comments today with Darren Fry with Water Street Advisors. More is coming up on this Tuesday. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed.
conforms to your accessories and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continues with Darren Fry with Water Street Advisors, and we left off kind of talking about the movement that we've seen within the grain complex. So before we jump into livestock, I want to talk about South America. I know that they are moving along very quickly with their harvest, but there has been a lot of concerns over the last couple of weeks about this safrinha corn crop. And as you talk to your contacts down there, overall, how is this crop looking?
You know, in certain areas of that second crop, the crop looks pretty good. I would say anywhere from 30 to 40% of the corn, though, is in an area that has been lacking in rainfall, has gotten some moisture here over the last, let's say, 15 days, but is going back into a drier condition here as we move forward in April and even into May. The monsoon is showing some signs of waning. And it never really was a big monsoon flow this year anyway. But in addition to that, I think what we can't forget is how hot it's been, and it's going to remain warm. And so they just don't have the CEC, the water holding capacity, organic matter, and a lot of those soils to sustain heat and drought stress. And I think that they will have reductions down there when it's all said and done. But this is kind of enlarged, even Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul, even parts of São Paulo, those are included now in some of this risk area, not just Mato Grosso and Goiás. So it's a pretty big deal, I think, in the second crop corn. They are moving along with the bean crop. They're probably 80% done, and that corn crop got in record time. But I think we're going to have some weather premium that needs to be added to the market here at some point.
All right, let's switch gears and take a look at the livestock. Definitely a mixed type of tone happening. I've seen, you know, cattle flip-flop, but man, today was one of those days. If you looked away for 30 seconds and you come back, it'd be a different picture.
Yeah, things were pretty volatile, especially in the cattle feeder cattle. Feeder cattle closed pretty good, but, you know, the fats yesterday and the feeders were up, and then all of a sudden in about our time frame, fats moved $6, $7 from higher to lower. And, of course, feeder cattle, some of the contracts hit $8.50 lower limit down. And so that's all over this panic around this avian flu and what's happened with getting into the dairy herd and then a human contracting it. And so it was just a perfect storm for the funds to hit the exit button. We know the weights are kind of climbing up. They're a little on the heavy side. We're not going to clean that up real quick. And the Packers been trying to slow down the shackle speed and back stuff up anyway so they could break the cash, and kind of a perfect storm to do that. And so we'll have to see if we can recover from this, but we did some technical damage to the charts for sure.
So as you look at that movement and just overall waiting on this cash, are we going to see cash pick up earlier in the, I mean, tomorrow being a Wednesday, or are we going to be seeing it push to a Thursday or Friday once again?
Well, it'll be a battle between what the feed yards are asking and what the Packers willing to bid, obviously. And I would imagine it could take place later in the week, but you know, cattle and feeder cattle are going to rally again from this level or maybe a little bit lower. I don't expect another huge move down until we rally, but we could give up another $2-3 in fats, $3 or $4 in feeders, and then rally. When we rally, you know, it'll either be halfway back to this high, like 186 or so in the June, or it will be a new high coming. And we got to see how that next rally unfolds. If this was all just a scare and a panic and we don't lose China business or any of the political things that go along with a situation like this, then we could rally to new highs still because we know how tight the numbers are. If it does turn political and we lose some of the demand and there's more concern and more liquidation, Susan, then I would say that rally, that next rally is for selling and new highs come sometime down the road because our numbers are not going to change. We're still going to be tight, but those new highs won't come now. They might come a year from now.
All right. What's going on with these hogs? Nice to see some new highs taking place for them.
Well, yeah, we had a bearish report. I mean, slightly bearish. I thought the hog and pig report was kind of leaning that the market would open lower. I thought we might recover just because chart patterns are supportive. And boy, did we ever, yesterday we opened lower, came back, we even added to it today. And so things look pretty good on the hog side, like we got more upside, maybe another $5 to $7 here in the June and July hogs.
Well, lots of interesting things that are happening in the marketplace. As you look at the rest of the week, what's the one thing you guys are going to really be focusing on for your customers?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One is in the cattle, are we going to stop the bleeding and rally? And how does that rally unfold in three waves or five? And that's going to help us understand a lot more. But also, how does the cash come in this week? And so that's on the cattle side. Hogs are kind of in autopilot. I'm looking up in those. I think there's an opportunity coming, but it's probably more in that May-June timeframe. If you look at grains, hey, corn's got a bottom here, and corn's got to turn around, and so do beans. So looking for that into the Thursday timeframe and elevated prices going into Friday's close. We'll see if that happens or not, but those are the things we're watching for this week.
All right, best way for folks to get a hold of you?
They can always give us a call toll-free here at the office. We're at 866-249-2528, or they can look me up on Twitter. It's at Fry, FRYE_WSS.
All right, that is the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Since late January, a mystery illness has been circulating in dairy herds across the southern plains that had veterinarians stumped. Last Monday, however, testing revealed that highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, was the culprit, marking the first large jump to mammals in the United States. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
2024 marks the third year of the ongoing highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak that has killed hundreds of millions of birds and led to wild price swings in poultry and eggs. Now that same virus has made the jump to mammals, specifically dairy cattle, after testing revealed several HPI infections in herds across the Texas Panhandle, in Kansas, and most recently in Idaho and Michigan. Cattle infected with avian influenza show typical flu-like symptoms, first refusing feed and showing signs of digestive upset, and more severe infections have led to fever and major drops in milk production. Early estimates are that herds may lose up to 40% of their milk production for a week to 10 days while the symptoms subside. The FDA issued a reminder to the public on Friday that only milk from healthy cows is authorized for distribution into interstate commerce. Milk from affected cows is being diverted and destroyed after additional testing.
USDA officials, in a joint statement with the FDA, the CDC, and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, said that milk loss from symptomatic animals has been too limited to have an impact on the overall fluid milk supply, and they do not anticipate any impact on the price of milk or dairy products. The FDA added they are continuing to work with state partners across the country and will be providing updates as necessary. While research on the details of the flu spread is continuing, initial assumptions are that wild birds carried the virus to the affected farms, and their waste likely contaminated the feed or water supply for the herds. It does not appear at this point that the cattle are passing the virus to one another, which has some dairy experts hopeful that the virus could be contained with biosecurity practices. Dr. Joe Armstrong from the University of Minnesota Extension Service reminded producers to keep wild birds away from barns and keep an eye out for other wildlife that could interact with wild birds and then bring the virus in, mice and cats, for example. I'll have more details when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
The recent news of bird flu infections in the U.S. dairy cattle herd have producers on high alert. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller told reporters that he does not see a reason to depopulate dairy herds, as the cattle are expected to recover. The milk loss, however, will leave an economic hit for dairymen and women as the year goes on. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight, isolated rain and snow showers, cloudy sky, and a low near 30. A wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts to 40 miles an hour, scattered snow showers, highs near 40. Cloud cover lingers for Thursday, maybe a morning flurry, high mid-40s. Up into the low 50s, and mostly sunny Friday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 34 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice, I run from pessimists, but I run too late.
I run my life, or is it running me, run from my past? I run too fast, or too slow it seems. When that's when keep spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you, I run to you, baby. And when it all starts coming undone, baby, you're the only one I run to. I run to you, I run to you, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, I run to you,
I run to you, girl. Oh, oh, oh.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bull, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway,
In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound, 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. And put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, we walk even closer until the trip was over. And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together, could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my